Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. This is Cecilia. I'm filling in for Sylvia, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. For those of you who do not know her job, they've been on strike for a few days now, and she's one of the leaders of the strike, and so she's still out there. They're fighting for their rights for pay and et cetera, et cetera. So, again, this is Cecilia, and I want to check and make sure that our hosts and hostess on the line, Elder Tony and Minister Elder Ron, are you on the line? Okay, wonderful. Once again, like I said, this is Cecilia, and I will turn the program over now to our great host ministries that they're going to talk about marriage, parenting, family, and so much more. They are so gifted, and I thank God for them. I thank God for the ministry that they put on for us every fourth Monday, and there are so many people that are blessed by it, including me. So, you all, it's your turn now. I turn it over to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Apostle Cecilia, this is Ron and Tony.
Yep.
And we are going to pick up, well, not from where we left off. We're going to turn a little bit. First of all, we're going to open with prayer.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I come before you, O Lord, just to thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for revealing yourself to us as not only lovers of the word, but also ministers of your word, Lord. And we pray that we're able to spread what you have to say about marriage and ministry, O Lord.
Yes.
We ask that you bless our words, bless our hearts, bless our thoughts,
yes,
and bless those who are listening to us tonight, Lord,
yes,
that this word come through loud and clear and reflect both their experiences and the lessons that they're learning, Lord. And these things we ask and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, last time we discussed the 7B attitudes of Christian co-parenting.
Uh-huh.
And it's so important that our children know that they are loved and cared for, even if the adults in the relationship are not getting along, which is a matter for another time. We close with the challenging you to work together to invest your legacy. We hope you learn something about your children and what they need to become successful, saved adults, warriors ready to live for Christ.
Yes, that was a powerful time to discuss those Beatitudes and to really encourage couples to really, even when they are not together, to know that their responsibilities are still in to point into the life of their children. So that was a good conversation, good discussion. We had a really in-depth look at being co-parents. I never thought I would even, I never heard of that term until lately, so that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what's our topic tonight, Ron?
Well, we're going to move on into the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about blessing. And this is going to be another tool to enhance your marriage. This tool has been used by some of the great people that ever lived. In fact, we picked up this tool and used it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Tony and I were newlyweds, we used to love adventure treks, and we would go on, we would do adventurous things. We decided to take the mule ride in the Grand Canyon.
Mm.
So she and I were on these mules. Tony happened to get a kind of a rowdy, rambunctious mule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mine was pretty tame. I blame him on me. I take credit for being able to control animals better than she can. So we were going down the trail, and her mule just was kicking and bucking, and she was going, whoa, trying to control it. It kicked so hard one time, it almost threw her off. So she got off the mule and grabbed him by the reins and looked him dead in the eye and held her finger and said, that's one. So the mule kind of rolled his eyes a little bit. She jumped back up on him. And we started riding down the trail a little further, and he got a little further down, and he started bucking again. And she jumped off of him, looked him in his eye, and said, that's two. And so she got back on, we continued to ride. And this time, he got so rambunctious, he bucked off. She got up off the ground and looked in her purse and pulled out a 44 Magnum and pow! Shot that mule dead in his head and said, "That's three."
Oh.
I looked at her and said, "Baby, now what's wrong with you? You just shot that mule and that's crazy." And so she looked at me and she said, "That's one."
No. Oh,
all jokes aside, of course, this question that we're going to talk to you about tonight comes in all kinds of flavors, colors, sizes. And best of all, it's free. I know you're asking yourself, what are they selling now? We are selling nothing but giving you the truth about the power of your tongue and its power to make your marriage more delightful, God-reflective experience. Proverbs 10:22 tells us, "The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he has no sorrow with it." Remember in the beginning of creation that God said he made us in his image and likeness. We were given the power to affect our environment with the spoken word. Each scripture, Genesis 14:24, begins, "Then God said." After that, he created. God spoke all things into existence, and he made us in his image and likeness. That's according to Genesis 1:27. What does the Bible say about the tongue? In Proverbs 18:21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." We would like you to incorporate the power of this blessing into your marriage. How often do you speak affirmations into the life of your spouse? Normally for special occasions like birthdays, anniversaries, retirement. It happens when you take time to deeply think about the attributes of your spouse and what they have done to influence our lives and the life of others. Just think about how those words you feel and how it encourages you. This is the result of the power God has given in speaking the word. Every day you have the opportunity to give your spouse what we call the blessing. The blessing is what we all long for, acceptance and affirmation. To affirm something is to confirm its truth and to strengthen it. When you bless your spouse, you are speaking truth and life. You're calling out something you see that's positive. Our Heavenly Father modeled this blessing when Jesus was baptized. And the voice from heaven, God said, "You are my son whom I love. With you I am." This is in Mark 1:11. The Father offered the blessing before Jesus had done anything in the way of public miracles or recorded ministry. God is honoring who Jesus was, his character, his heart, not his actions or behavior. And if Jesus benefited from his Father's blessing, your spouse will benefit from yours. Tony, give us more of a description of these blessings. By the way, what do you think about our story about the mule?
That's two. I've got a message. If you would please mute your lines, we would appreciate it because there's a lot of feedback coming to some of the people on the line. And I know that Ron loves to exaggerate our experiences, but we really are going to talk about what is a blessing. It is using the power of your words to build up your spouse. There is so much going on. We've got babble by the hour right now. And much of it is not very positive. But we want to talk about blessing your spouse because it comes from a heart of gratitude towards God. Because God has given you this gift of a husband or a wife. God's word says in Proverbs 18 and 22, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. That's the NIV version. My husband said he found a good thing, but that's not this verse. Okay. He who finds a true and faithful wife finds a good thing and obtains favor and approval from the Lord. That's the Amplified version. But you can see that husbands get such positive impact in their lives because they follow God's rule about looking for a wife. But that also pertains to us as wives. 1 Corinthians 7 and 3 says, let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. And that's the Amplified version. That's the NIV version. And then in the Amplified version it says, the husband must fulfill his marital duties to the wife with goodwill and kindness. And likewise, the wife is to her husband. Now, this scripture that Paul talks about here, it is not merely referring to sexual intimacy. He really emphasizes the ability to encourage your husband and your wife, and that you as an individual not be selfish, but rather to focus on, to have your focus on their needs. So here we go. We're talking about getting outside of your needs and really looking at their needs. This is where the blessing comes to enhance the marriage. Speaking the truth in love. So remember what Ron said in the beginning, is this is about God's word enhancing our marriages. And so we're going to speak truth. And we're going to speak that truth because we're going to say, How do I see my spouse? What does a blessing even sound like, Tony? And Ron, y'all talking, you know, you're talking blessings, but that's, you know, that's pretty big. So let's bring it down and let's think about it in this light. You have the ability and the opportunity and the privilege to speak a blessing to your spouse every day. At the end of a difficult day, a discouraged spouse might need to hear, I hope your boss knows how fortunate he or she is to have you on their team. After a stressful day with the kids, the words, you're amazing mom or amazing dad, can re-energize an exhausted heart. A blessing spoken to the heart communicates y'all honor. It communicates value, and it communicates importance. Your spouse has some fantastic character qualities and gifts. Most of the time, however, he or she are sort of oblivious to these things. Here comes the enemy. Pastor talked about the deceiver on Sunday. The enemy works tirelessly to diminish your spouse's gifts and to minimize his or her talents and ability. But you have an incredible opportunity to recognize and affirm these things. Now, it's important because a lot of times we can focus only on the negative and we don't focus on the positive. There's that song, what is it? Accentuate the positive. You know, think about that. And leave aside the negative. Now, that doesn't mean that the negative doesn't happen. Y'all, we are not living in an ivory tower. We've been married 47 years. We get it. We understand it. But there are some general principles that come to play when you start to really use the power of the blessing. One of those principles is the power of praise. And that praise is to be very specific. It is more effective when your spouse hears what qualities they have And let me put it, they had, or what they did or said that you noticed that was worthy of acknowledgement. You said, what do you mean by that, Tony? There is so much that happens. And when I was first learning this skill, I would tell Ron, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to tell him that he's a good husband. So I say, Ron, you know, baby, you're a good husband. And he goes, I like that. What makes me such a good husband? Now, y'all, I was stuck after that. I was like, oh, you want me to tell you? I thought just telling you was a good husband was going to be enough. But I'm going to tell you that it is important that you look at specifics. This is for a husband, this is for a friend, this is for children. When you give praise, when you acknowledge what they're worth, when you acknowledge what they're worthy of being praised for, God tells us that he looks at us in a certain way, and he wants us to have love and compassion. He gives us specifics. That is what I want you to think about when you start to think about the character and the quality of the treasure God has given you in your spouse. So think about things like, are they patient? You say sometimes, don't mess up my thinking. Come on, go with me. Are they patient? Are they compassionate? Creative? Dependable? Do they have discernment? How flexible are they? Their generosity, their gentleness, their humility, their integrity. And in your, exactly what is it that you really see in your spouse? I want you to take a few minutes, and I didn't tell you, I should have taught you. And if you come on Fourth Mondays, please bring a pencil and a paper with you and your Bible, because this is part of teaching with us, is that you walk away with some ideas to enhance that marriage. So I want you to stop and think about the character of the gift, the treasure God has put in your spouse. And I want you to write down one thing. You can take any of those things that I said, or you can write down something else that gives you a positive quality of your husband. You got 30 seconds. The clock is ticking.
You want me to play the Jeopardy jingle?
No. But I want you to think about that. So anything, like I said, patience and compassion, creativity, dependability, discernment, flexibility, generosity. I want you to think about those things. What are some of his or her personality traits that you value? You know, that thing that drew you to them. I can remember Ron. He was such a gentleman, but he would go down to the next town, which is in Bloomington, and he would go work with some little bad children all the time. And I would see I said, what a man who would give his time to children who really needed a good role model. And that's something that he's doing right now, something that he's done throughout our marriage life together, is that personality trait. Things like being affectionate. He loved his sister. Oh, my goodness. He loved some Valerie Prophet. And he would just pour into her life. He would think about it, buy her shoes, do little things to make her more comfortable, especially those last couple of years. Relational. They get along with people. My husband says I'm a social butterfly. I don't know why he says that.
Mm-hmm.
Leader. Are they a leader? Natural born leader. I know that about one person on this line, well, two. I know about like Mary and Randy, always in leadership, always. Linda and Donald, always leading, giving. Are they independent? Are they fun-loving? You know, I married a nut. I mean, a good husband. Are they spontaneous? Are they calm, sensitive? Do they have details? Are they analytic? That would be Miss Destiny. Details. Mm-hmm. And so forth. What are those personality characteristics that you know and you value about your spouse? Write one of those things down right now. One.
Tony, before you go any further, for the purpose of your note-taking, let me review what she said so far. Praises, the praise principle, she's going to talk about five components of it. And the first two, the first one was your spouse's character qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she talked about patience, compassion, creativity, dependability, discernment, flexibility, those things.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing were the personality traits, like affection, relational, leader, independent, fun-loving, whatever you consider to be their personality traits. And she's going to go on into three to five now. What's the next one, Tony?
What has your spouse done for you lately that you appreciate or are grateful for? And so I want you to think about that. She's laughing about
it. Mr. Janet Jackson rap, y'all. What has he or she done lately?
And so I say that because sometimes we can think about things in the past, but if you really give a deep thought about, you know, we just had Father's Day, we had Mother's Day, this is an anniversary time for many people, you know, so think about that. What can you do? I mean, it could be as much as my husband opening the door before I get in, you know, before I get in the car. What has he done that you really appreciate? Or she's done that you really appreciate? It might be setting your plate before you on the table. My husband loves to be served his dinner in front of him. And so I will occasionally fix his plate and put it before him. I think he likes that. What you say, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And I know for some young people that are listening, you say, oh, that's old-fashioned. Yeah, but it's a good thing. It's a real good thing. Four is, what are some of the spiritual gifts that you see in your wife or your husband? Because remember, we are talking about a godly marriage. What are some of the spiritual things that you see in your husband and your wife? Those things like administration, discernment, encouragement, faith, giving, healing, teaching, leadership, mercy, service, wisdom. I want you to think about those spiritual gifts of your spouse, your wife, your husband. And I want you to write down one of those things. And I know you probably see many, but I want you to write down just one of those things.
That's four.
Okay. Being specific, here's one more I want you to think about. And what are some of your spouse's gifts and talents and abilities that make a difference in your family or the lives of others around you? What do you hear other people affirm about your spouse? Think about that. What do you hear other people say about them? To say, oh, you know, I really know that Ron cares. We have an elder friend in the community who is confined to a residential assistance care. And he calls him on a regular basis, and he goes by and sees him on a regular basis. He takes him out and gets his hair cut, you know. And he shows such affection and care for our friend. We call him our oldest son. But it's because he has such a great ability to love and to take care of others. Those are some of his abilities. So you've written that down. So looking at that principle, that's so important. The second principle I want you to consider or really grasp in the principle of praise is that charity begins at home and spreads abroad. Now, I say that because it's important that you praise your spouse's good works and behaviors openly in front of your family and your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you make sure that you're saying the same encouraging and affirming words at home first, privately, and in front of your children first. And these praises will cause your spouse, and it's important because if you're not doing it at home, now I want y'all to think about this, if you're not doing it at home and you only do it in front of other people, it is going to seem like it is not genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want you to think about the praises that you do in public need to always start privately. So that praise principle of charity begins at home and spreads abroad. So Ron, tell me a little about how do you know what to praise and when to do that? I don't know. Let me know a little about that.
Well, we want to get busy affirming our mate's gifts, talents, and abilities,
mm-hmm.
and speak life into our spouse's heart and communicate love by giving him or her the blessing.
Okay.
The Apostle Paul wrote, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may be benefit those who listen." That was what he wrote to the Ephesians in Ephesians 4:29.
Mm-hmm.
It's life-giving to be in a marriage where there is no unwholesome talk, but only words that bless and encourage. Another way to bless your spouse is to meet his or her needs. But this requires you to first know what those needs are.
Okay.
Ask, what are some of the things that you need from me?
Mm-hmm.
Examples of relational needs include acceptance,
uh-huh.
affection, quality time, appreciation, approval, attention, gifts, comfort, encouragement, respect,
mm-hmm.
security, and support.
Okay, that's a long list.
Well, I can repeat it.
Well,
examples of relational needs
uh-huh.
includes acceptance,
mm-hmm.
affection,
okay.
quality time,
mm-hmm.
appreciation, approval, attention,
mm-hmm.
gifts, comfort, encouragement, respect, security,
mm-hmm.
and support.
That sounds like those love languages words. And yeah, and you know, I got a way out I really like.
And it's good to have that list to refer to because
mm-hmm.
it helps you to establish reference points of where you are in the showing of those things
okay.
or the acknowledging or observation of those things. Another way to discover your spouse's needs is to have him or her respond to this statement.
Uh-huh.
I feel loved when you...
Oh, my goodness. Put a blanket in the... in the dryer when I am cold and throwing it over me. Oh, I'm feeling love. I'm feeling love. No, sorry. Okay. Let me not go there. Okay.
And I feel love when you place my dinner before me on the table.
Sometimes I feel love when you just give me that simple kiss in the morning when you say, I brush my teeth. I guess I brush mine too.
Hey, you telling on us now.
Okay.
What are the benefits? Well, the benefits are, as outlined in 1 Peter 3:1, says, wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives.
Mm-hmm.
I am a living and breathing example of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to have a conversation with each of y'all individually to explain that.
Okay.
But, my wife was a living example of what a godly woman was, a godly wife was, long before I came to accept Christ. 1 Peter 3:7 said, husbands likewise dwell with them, understanding, giving honor to the wife as the weaker vessel and as being heirs together of the grace of life. And your prayers may not be hindered.
Oh, so the benefit for really understanding your wife and honoring and feeding into her life is that those husband's prayers will be answered. That's some powerful stuff right there, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's some powerful stuff.
Yeah, and it's all based on your conscription with the Lord, the word, and the behaviors that you exhibit as a result of that.
Okay, so I'm ready. I'm getting ready. Here's the challenge. Here is the challenge for the month of July. Ending June, July. Okay. Greg Smalley from Focus on the Family encouraged couples to plan a blessing date. Y'all check this out.
A blessing date.
Yes. So what you do, as always, we're gonna always act like when we go on the set, we're gonna do something special. So sometimes, Ron, we forget in our marriage to pursue and woo our mate. So I'm going to suggest that we get all dressed up and we be very polite, and the women let the husbands open their doors. Including, now, that's not the case for the Greens because that happens all the time. But anyway, that you compliment each other, that you be affectionate, you hold hands, cuddle, steal a kiss. Remember to protect this particular date night from conflict by cutting off any arguments. Don't buy into it. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Agreeing to talk about that issue, because that issue might be important, but you're not just going to talk about it tonight. Now we're going to put that on the back burner, and we are going to go on a blessing date. So the first thing we do is that we pick someplace different. We don't go to those old places that we used to go to. We're going to go to a new place, find some new food, find some cuisine that we have not had before. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is that we're going to actually bless our mate on this date. We're going to bless. We're going to use this night to practice blessing our mate. And we're going to start as soon as we get in the car. We're going to sit together. We're going to talk. And I want you to think about possibly asking your mate some very thoughtful questions about, you know, do you remember when we first got together? And listen, be a student of your spouse. Satan studies us. He even has assigned an imp to us to keep destroying our marriage. So we need to study our spouse so we can defeat the enemy, because God has given us a power over the enemy, and that is in our word. And so here is where you use all that information Ron has talked about, I've talked about, those five areas, principles of being specific, that you will, you know, praise your spouse in public, but you make sure that you do it at home. Ron just talked about the benefits of the whole blessing. And so now you're going to take all of that in consideration, those things that you wrote down, those things that you jotted down. I really want you to think about how you're going to write that blessing out so you can you rehearse it in your mind and you can say it. I really appreciate you being flexible when I had to work and added one more thing to your schedule at the last minute and asked you to pick Junior up.
Mm-hmm.
It might be, you know, or, and you even set some time, some extra time to cheer him on. You didn't have to do that. Instead of working, you didn't sit in the car, you went in. Or, honey, I really like the way you vacuum the rug and clean up after the dog. That's a new thing for us. But anyway, you know, clean up after the dog. You might want to say, you really did such a good job leading the kids in devotion after dinner. I know how difficult that was after a long day of work, but you did such a good job with that. You know, I'm impressed how you told your sister no. I know we have been struggling in that place, and you actually stepped up to the plate and did that. You know, and it just really just made me see how much you value our relationship. What are some of the things that you have observed your spouse has done? What? Yes. Yes. You say, but do I have to say, am I supposed to think about that what they do all the time? But I want you to think about the benefits more so than having to do the work, because the work doesn't, y'all, it gets easy after a while. It becomes second nature. Remember, you're practicing on this day.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you really get to focus on your mate, not on yourself. Remember, this is a new behavior, or you're revisiting this behavior that you want to strengthen in your marriage.
Fellas, you want to make sure that you approach this while you're doing. I know it seems like it might be kind of hard to focus on these little individual things, but think about dating. And the object of this date is to get a second date.
Come on now.
So, I mean, no matter what comes up, make sure you counter with the idea that I don't want anything to spoil this. I want to be able to do this again.
And remember not to belittle the praise that you receive from your mate. It's their observation of you, not your observation. And so remember, give them room to be who they are. Thirdly, you're going to relax and unwind. After the blessing is over.
The blessing date
is over. Now you're going to find a quiet place to have a little dessert and a little coffee, a little tea, and you're going to slow down and you're going to emotionally connect a little more in good conversation. So you can maybe ask some of the following questions. And Ron shared this scripture with me earlier today, and I thought, these three things that are important as we start to really be positive in our response and encouraging and uplifting. We are going to spend some time listening. So for you to listen, I want you to remember these three things. I want you to learn the value of silence. I want you to be cognizant of your tone. Watch your tone. And I want you to think before you speak. My daddy always said that it's important that we had two ears and one mouth. God gave us that in our same proportion when we should respond. And that really is supported by Proverbs 15 and 28. So here's a couple of questions you might want to ask in that time when you are having that dessert or that coffee. What was your favorite part of the evening? What is one thing you learned about me tonight that you didn't know before? How can we make sure that blessing one another is a regular part of our marriage?
Mm-hmm.
So on your way home, now we're going home, after you have as on your drive home, this is when you plan your next date time. You don't wait till you get home. While you're still in the mood, while y'all still talking to each other, while you're still thinking, I want you to think about one way that you are going to bless your mate over the next few days. So plan your next date, but this is starting to be your homework. What are you going to do? Offer, you might want to offer a listening ear. This is you writing it down. They don't know that you're saying this. This is what you're going to do. You might demonstrate forgiveness or simply speak kindly about your spouse in front of others. That might be your homework. They won't know it. It will be up to you. Now, once you get home, however, it's up to you to make what happens next good. Have a great final adventure on this day. But finally, but finally, I want you to make sure that you pray for and with your spouse. James 5 and 16 says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Thank you very, very much.
And so we end our day with prayer. That's the blessing.
That is the blessing.
Let's pray.
Tony, give us an example of that prayer. First of all, everybody, hold hands.
That's right.
And if you're with your spouse, get close, because we think one of the best ways to pray is to hold hands, pray, and seal it with a kiss.
Seal it with a kiss. So, Lord, we love you because you are great and marvelous. That you are always teaching us, Lord, how to love one another. And you do it through example, for you sent your son to love us unconditionally. So I ask, God, that you bless my husband, that you give him strength and stamina, that you help him lead us, that you cover him and protect him from the evil one. Give him the ability, Lord God, to stand in this last and evil day and proclaim your greatness and tell the truth in spite of what people are saying around him. Strengthen his heart that he might be a man after your own heart. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And it's back in your hand, Cecilia.
Amen, amen, amen. Wow. For those of you that are on the line that are married, oh, my goodness, I could see so much coming out of that date and that prayer, the blessings. So much. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines, because those of you that are married, I know you have a lot that you want to share and bless this dynamic duo with Elder Tony and Minister Ron. That was awesome. So the lines are open. Go ahead and share. And I know they had you put your phones on mute, so you probably have to unmute your phones if you want to talk.
Good evening, Minister Cecilia. This is Carmita. And good evening, Elder Tony, Minister Ron. Once again, you've unpacked it for us. You always have so much good information. And not only that, there's a delight that I get from the two of you, and especially when you do this ministry. I just love to hear you two together. It's like two sides of the same coin. But even though I don't have a spouse, some of the principles that you talk about are transferable to other types of relationships, but the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So a happy and healthy, prosperous marriage should have God at its center. And as you look around today, you don't see a lot of God-centered relationships. And husbands should look at their wives as being a daughter of God. And wives, likewise, your husbands are sons of God. But it won't happen if the relationship is not God-centered.
Yes.
God created marriages with his purpose in mind,
yes,
which is to advance his kingdom. But first it must be established in each of you, and then from you to your children, so that once you they've grown, they can influence others. But I like some of the principles that you laid out this evening, using blessings as a tool to enhance your marriage and focusing on others' needs and not only your own. The opportunity you have, the opportunity and privilege to speak a blessing over each other, which a lot of times during the course of a day, a week, a month, you're tired, you've got bills, you've got children. We don't think about that. We don't think about the
right
characteristics that we should help to build up in each other, because we're so bogged down. But you have to stop and take time for prayer. And prayer is the only thing that holds, that will hold you together. God has to be at the foundation. Oh, there's so many. I got 2 pages of notes from you two. And I like the charity together at home and not abroad. And you praise each other openly in front of the children. That gives them an example, because they could feel the love of God through their parents. So that's really important. And it's also strengthening their positive behaviors in them. And I also like the fact, do not belittle your mate, the husband or the wife, and the 3 things that are important, which we need to take these seriously under consideration. Learn the value of silence. Watch your tone and think before you speak. Yeah, though that's totally important, because before we know it, we've opened our mouths and we said something that should not have been said, and sometimes you can't take it back.
No.
You know, you can't take it back. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, so we have to always keep that in mind. So this, again, was wonderful. It was wonderful. And the two of you are examples, are good examples. You set these examples for the people that you teach. And you two have always been community-oriented, God-oriented, because you will help and extend yourself wherever it is needed. And that's what I really love about your willingness to extend yourself and help others in their time of need, and to teach as well. So I thank you for this lesson this evening.
You are so welcome, Carmita. Thank you.
Thank you, Mita.
The lines are still open, and there's a lot of you on the line, so I know you've been on here just gleaning and taking in all these nuggets. Come on and share with them.
Hello, this is Destiny Jones. Hey, Miss Tony. Hey, Miss Ren.
Hey.
Well, I just want to I've been sitting here listening while Cross is up here playing, and just taking everything in, and it's just great to hear both of y'all just on a new platform. I mean, y'all been walking with us for the past 3-4 years, but it's just different hearing y'all in a different platform, like just on the radio. And some things that I took away, one was exalting your spouse, not only in public but also in private. That was a big thing, because I think it's easier, and it's kind of prideful sometimes when we exalt our spouse in front of other people, because it's like, yeah, you know, look at me and look what I have. And then we don't do it in private. So that I've had that struggle, but I'm doing better, Ms. Tony, Ms. Thorne, I promise you. But yeah, just doing better by verbally affirming Darren, verbally affirming him, because that is one of his love languages. And like you said, it is hard in the beginning, kind of robotic, but it does become second nature to do that. And another thing that stuck out to me was affirming yourself in front of your children. And that's really huge. Of course, now that we have Cross, he looks up to Darren so much. So I can't say anything wrong about Darren. Cross wouldn't believe it. But just him hearing me exalt his dad, like, that's really big. And him seeing Darren and I love on one another in front of him, and, like, he's so solid at the end. Like, even just seeing us pray, even things that we think are small, he picks up on everything, good and bad. But yeah, it was just so nice hearing y'all, even though, you know, we meet with y'all a lot, but just hearing y'all on a different platform and y'all just the same all the time. Y'all never changed it up. Y'all the same all the time, and I appreciate that about y'all.
Oh, thank you, Destiny. Thank you.
Destiny.
Oh, and happy belated birthday, Miss Tony. We got something for you.
Okay.
Boy. Making this birthday.
Awesome. The lines are still open.
Hello. Good evening. My name is Sister Kerm, and I was invited to join my sister and Minister Margo. I always listen to Minister Margo on the Monday that she comes on, and my sister Felicia, was told by Minister Margo, you know, about me joining. So I tuned in, and I've really, really been blessed. It has stirred up something in me to continue pressing on and standing in the gap. 2017, my husband abandoned me. But I always tell people that I will always love my husband because he did something that was so special and dear to my heart. He helped me take care of my mom that was sick and deal with my son that was very disobedient and just, you know, causing a lot of problems. And we would pray together and, you know, just the prayer life that we had together, because I do believe with strong, strong conviction that husband and wives are to always pray and pray together as well as individually. So I continue, people, you know, may look at me funny because I wear my wedding ring. I don't talk on the phone to any men. They can't. There ain't no man coming to my house. I'm not meeting, going out on no date. You know, I hold true to my marital vows because I love marriage. Marriage is the most beautiful institution that God made between a man and a woman. So I had sort of, you know, slacked off. I prayed for him, but not the way I should be continuing, because I'm coming to this realization that maybe we might not be getting back together. You know, I'm open. I haven't started any processes or anything like that, and I have not talked to my husband in since December. So, you know, I just I'm going to get back on that and put my hands back to the plow concerning that part of my life. And my prayer was always that God would redeem him back unto him, whether it's his will for us to get back together or not, because I want my husband to be saved. My husband was saved when he left. He was in church and, you know, things. But whatever happened, I want my husband to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost for his children and you know, for his family and for his life, you know. So that's always been a very important aspect. But like I say, I will continue starting tonight to really, really, you know, I have these spurts where I go in serious prayer mode and before him, like, you know, not just the general, God bless my husband, but really just go before the Lord. So I will go back and be consistent in that, because, you know, whatever God has, his perfect will be done. So I was blessed by you all. Thank you very much.
You know, the beautiful thing about your, about what you said is that you know that it's in accordance with God's will, because there's nothing
yes.
that God wants more than for your husband to be under his blessing.
Yes.
Amen. And we'll be praying with you.
Thank you.
God's will.
Thank
you. That he draws him to the cross.
Yes.
All is level at the cross. He draws him
yes.
to the cross.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. So if there's not anyone else that wants to share, I'm going to go ahead with the announcements. Sorry, I don't want to cut you off now. I know, like I said, you may have something you want to say. I'm opening up the line for you.
Well, good evening. This is Minister Margot. I just want to thank my sister and my brother-in-law for their dedication to God and to family. They've always shown us a great example of what is possible when you put God first. And thank you for sharing with us on such a personal level what God has done for you, and being willing to teach others that are willing to actually listen of what could be in a marriage if you open up your heart, your mind, and your will to God's way of doing things. I especially was blessed by what you said about words, about blessing, about what comes from your mouth, what comes from your lips, about your mate. And that sticks with me, and I know that importance. And I see it demonstrated in your lives together. Thank you so much for just being an example and letting God's light shine through you as individuals and through your marriage for others to learn and to appreciate. Thank you so much for joining and being part of the ministry. God bless you both.
Thank you, Margot. We appreciate you. Love you, sis.
Amen. Do we have anyone else? Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead with our announcements. Don't forget that if you want to tune in on Friday night, we will have Minister Sylvia. She will be our speaker. She usually does a tag team, or they alternate with her and Prophet Antoine. He just taught this past Friday, so you could tune in at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time or 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Sunday mornings, this is Cecilia, I minister at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can tune in again on next Monday. This will be our first Monday of July for Dr. Prophetess Serena Wright. And for those who don't know, as of the 28th, which is today, her book that she wrote called The Last Prescription That You Will Ever Need. Her book is officially on Amazon. So, again, it's Dr. Serena Wright, and the book is called The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need. I've already ordered mine, and I plan on ordering some more and blessing people with them. So, again, those are our announcements. Make sure that you tune in and support us. Whether it's a Monday night or whether it's a Friday night or whether it's a Sunday morning, we appreciate you so much, and we definitely appreciate our dynamic duo that we have on tonight. They're so anointed, but yet they do the whole ministry, because you talk about marriage, but then they talk about family, and then they talk about parenting. They do the whole circle, and I bless God for them, and I thank God for them. So
I now will turn it back over to our hostess, Tony, and our host, Ron, so that they can close us out in prayer and share any words that they want to depart with.
Thank you, Apostle Cecilia. We appreciate that very much. We so much appreciate the words that were so kindly spoken for us about the Word of God. And we will continue to preach His Word, to teach His Word, and to live His Word. And we thank you so, so very much. Close us out in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we come before you, hearts humbled, heads bowed, to thank you once again, O Heavenly Father, for revealing yourself to us as the one and only true God, Lord, for giving us the Holy Scriptures by which we can read and live our lives by, O Lord. There is nothing but the truth emanating from that book, Lord, and we can read about every expression and experience of life there and see what your intention for us to live out, to live it out in, Lord. And we just praise your holy name for that. As we continue to gather together, not forsaking our gathering ourselves, together in discussion and the exchange of your word so that it just inhabits our bodies and our souls and our behavior so that we exhibit and live the Christian lives, O Lord. Live our lives as you have designed us to live them, O Lord. And we just continue to seek the instruction from your word and to seek the steps to follow them, Lord. We pray for your protection throughout these heinous times. And, Lord, we know that we can depend on you for that protection and for that guidance, O Lord. Yes. And we want to always just be blessed in your will. And, Lord, as we go our separate ways, we ask that you protect us and that you guide us. Lord, and we ask and we give thanks in these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen.
And we thank everybody for coming and listening and supporting and praying for us, for we know that God has a blessing for you. Good night.
Amen. And don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6 and 33, which is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. God bless.
Bye.